Blog Talk Radio.
Marcy Yah up here. And let's give y'all a hand clap for Marcy Yah.
Where are my Akanakatees at? All right, are you ready? Come on, put your hands together.
Praise Yah, hallelujah, Toda Yah.
I'm not proud of, but I'm so glad. daddy's willing to forgive me of my sin. Man, I'm so glad. Oh, 'cause I don't stand a chance if it's based on my goodness. And I don't stand a chance if it's all about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so and I know it, but I'm so glad, yeah, that he had a change in plans in my future. Man, I'm so glad, 'cause I ain't stand a chance with the way that I was living. I ain't stand a chance only thinking about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so
Shalom, Cody Israel. You are listening to Sound the Trumpet Radio Ministry. I am your host, Raha Pathwell Ben Yaakov. Join with you on this Shabbat day as the Most High has allowed us once again to enter into his presence that we might hear and that we might receive knowledge and understanding of his words. Remember that the scripture tells us that wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your getting of wisdom, also get understanding. And this is very important, especially for us as the people of the Most High, as we are learning and studying, coming to wisdom of certain things concerning Yah's word. The wisdom that we receive, or the learning that we receive, doesn't profit us or benefit us unless there is understanding and knowledge obtained and ascertained through the wisdom and through the learning that we receive. You say, Raha Pathwell, well, how do we receive understanding? How do we receive knowledge? What is knowledge and understanding? Understanding allows us to apply the application of wisdom to our life. Therefore, bringing that wisdom to life in our life, and by acting upon the wisdom or acting upon the learning, we therefore receive the understanding and knowledge, which gives us experience of the learning or the application of wisdom in which we have received. And this is something that many people today are missing. That's why the Apostle of Salishim Saul, or the Apostle Paul, says that they are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So we can learn all types and sorts of body of information, but learning does not add any type of essential, spiritual, or even carnal or mental value to our life unless we are able to come to the knowledge of that truth. So the way that we gain knowledge, the way that we gain understanding through Yah's word, is applying the application and the actions of what we are learning, or the wisdom that we are receiving, applying those attributes and those disciplines and those corrections to our life. Therefore, we walk in understanding and knowledge as a byproduct of experiencing the wisdom and the learning. So the word of Yah cannot be just a philosophy or theology or just some type of body of information that we have ascertained, but it has to become a living, breathing entity and a common practice in our life. If we do not associate the wisdom and the learning of Yah as a application of everyday life, then we will not walk in knowledge, we will not walk in understanding, and we will be void of understanding, and we will never come to the knowledge of the truth. Many Israelites today, and people in general, are falling underneath this category. It is because we want to have some type of arrogance and pride. We want to boast in what we know or what we have learned, but yet when we look at our lives, or look at the lives of us collectively, there's no understanding of power or truth being manifest in our life. Why? Because we deny the power. What is the power? The power of truth is being able to walk in truth. The power of truth is not knowing or learning truth. It is not having wisdom of truth, but it is the application to walk in that truth. Therefore, when you walk in the truth, or when you walk in the knowledge of the learning of truth, you also ascertain the power as a result of acting, or the actions that are produced from that wisdom and that learning by applying it to your life. Many of us today are just plain right down hypocrites. We are, basically. Because we only want to associate the things that pertain to righteousness. We want to try to fit those things into our schedule instead of fitting our schedule into the plan and purpose of Yah. The scripture tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. That means that Yah is not going to transform or change anything as a byproduct of our will or our purpose. We have to transform our will and our purpose and our own carnal proclivity to align with the thought and with the purpose of the Almighty. So this is how we're going to walk in righteousness. This is how we walk in truth. Just not by learning some scriptures. Just not by going to and fro here and there. As Moray Abraham, he taught a profound message on the famine. famine of the hearing of the word of Yah during the Feast of Shavuot. And those of you who are not able to attend, boy, I'm telling you, you missed out on a great time. We had such a spirit-filled time. We had I don't want to say special. I don't want to use that terminology, but we did have a very influential brother and sister. They are the creators of Whiteout 2, Whiteout 1, and Whiteout 3, Brother Yahoo, Watchman Yahoo, and Sister Deborah. They were with us in that service as well. We enjoyed them and everything and look forward to hearing him maybe come and teach at some of the convocations and stuff that we're going to have in the near future. But we had such a great time. It was a great time, a fellowship with the brothers, with the sisters, just enjoying the first fruits, giving our first fruits to the Most High since Passover, Pesach. So it was just a great time to see everybody. And I tell you personally, every time that I come in contact with the people of the Most High on these set-apart days, my love my respect for Yah's people grow more and more. I become more attached to the people of the Most High. So that's a great blessing that we could come together, not to debate, not to argue, not to disagree, you know, or be contentious as Zakeh Yochanan talked about that a little bit at the feast too, about contention and contention and being contentious, you know. But it was a great time of fellowship, of love, respect, and honor to the Most High. And I told our Yah for that, because that's needed amongst the people of Yah in this hour, you know. The scripture tells us as we see that evil day approaching that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So that's a great blessing to be able to fellowship with the people of Yah. So we enjoyed that last Shabbat. So we're going to be teaching from the topic and subject of the elect. And I taught this teaching down in Madisonville, Shabuah, and I got some good response from it. People were very intrigued and very excited about the teaching. So I want to share it with those of you today who maybe didn't hear it. And this is something that's very important. And I want to say this before we get into this teaching. I'm not here to put a boundary line between ethnicities or tribes or people, okay? We know that we are all one in Messiah, both Israelites and Gentiles. If the Gentiles believe in Messiah and they receive who the true people of the Most High are, Israel are, then they are engrafted into that nation as well. Something that we have to understand, people, too, is that even in the law, we go back to the law or the Old Covenant scriptures or the Old Testament scriptures, when you begin to look at the collectiveness of Israel, you're going to see that Israel just wasn't comprised of people who are of the literal bloodline and lineage of Yaakov, but there were strangers that had sojourned among them, that remained with them, who dedicated their lives in service to the Most High as Israel did, and they took hold to the covenant of Yah, but they were not of the literal lineage of Israel. And the Torah gives us explicit instructions on people of other ethnicities and things of that nature who joined themselves to us and follow the same statutes and commandments. The scripture tells us that there should be one law for the stranger, for the homeborn. The scripture also tells us that as Israel is, so shall the stranger be also. So those who are of other ethnicities that sojourn with us, who share in the same belief as us, who have the same purpose as us, and that purpose is to walk according to the covenant of Yah, they are as we are, okay? That's no doubt, and I truly believe that. Even though it is very few and far in between that you actually see people of that mindset, but it is possible. And there are those who are of that mindset, okay, as Yah is restoring the true knowledge of who his people are. And I'm not talking about Israel this intervention or this invention of this Jewish state or Jewish nation that we know today, those who are occupying the land, those are the Gentiles. These are Gentiles. Even if you do some research concerning the percentage of those who make up what the world calls the Jews or Israel today, they are Khazars. And there's more information coming out publicly about their true lineage and about their true heritage, that they are not actually of the bloodline descendants of Yaakov, but they are Khazars, or what they call themselves, Ashkenazi. And you will see that if you go to the genealogy in Genesis chapter 10, you will see the genealogy of Japheth, and one of his descendants of Japheth, his name was Ashkenaz, all right? These are the same descendants of those tribes, okay? And also, Japheth was also known as the Gentile, or the Goyim, the nation of the Goyim were Gentiles as well. Okay, you'll see that in Genesis chapter 10. You'll see that. And I don't want to go into all of that, but I just want to explain these things so you'll understand that this teaching is not talking about the Khazars or the false imposters who occupy the land today. These people have been invented by the global nations to occupy that land, and Satan has set up a fictitious and false people to be represented to the world as though as if they are the true house of Israel. But the prophecies concerning the restoration of Israel is not going to come by the hand of man or by the United Nations getting together and say, okay, we recognize these people as the true people of the Most High. That's not how the restoration of Israel is going to occur. The scripture is specifically, it specifies how the restoration of Israel shall occur. And that restoration shall occur by the very hand of Yah through the manifestation of Messiah Yahshua. He shall gather from all over the world, the four winds of the earth, Israel, the elect people of Yah. This is how this is going to happen. Not by the will of man, not by the purpose of man, but by the will and purpose of Yah. This restoration of Israel that is in the making as I speak today, Yah is bringing about the knowledge of the people of Yah. And those people are going to know who they are. And when Messiah comes, he's going to gather those people. Not this false imposters that occupy what they call Israel today, okay? All right? This has been invented by the very scheme and plan of Satan. Even Revelation tells us, Yah says, I know them who say that they are Israel. He said, I know them who say they are Israel, but yet they are of the synagogue of Satan. Yah says, I know them that call themselves Israel. They say that they are Israel, but yet they are of the synagogue of HaSatan. And we see that today that Satan has set up his synagogue. He has set those who are of the synagogue of HaSatan. And they are represented to the world today as the true Hebrew Israelites or the Israelites, but they are not. They are imposters. The true Hebrew Israelites are people today that are still scattered among the Goyim, among the Gentiles, among the nations of people. And when the time of restitution, the time of restoration of the completion of Israel come to fruition, Messiah is going to gather his people. Messiah is going to do it. Yah is going to stretch forth his right hand to recover his people from the four winds of the earth. So the question is, who are the chosen people? Who are the elect of Yah? As a young child coming through Christianity, you know, I was very young back then, and I didn't stay in Christianity very long. About the age of 13, we began to come into the knowledge of the Shabbat, the keeping of the feast days, the Sabbath day, and things of that nature. Then a few years later, we came into the understanding of the true names of the Most High, the assembly that I was a part of for 23 years, okay? But during that time, there were I would hear different preachers say, especially under the Christian influence. They would talk about the elect, you know, as the scripture says that for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And then we have to refer that scripture to, you know, Christians in general, or people in general that have faith in Messiah, believe in Messiah. But does the scripture teach us that? Teach that, that that is the elect. Everyone that believe in Messiah are part of the elect. That's not what scripture teaches, all right? And that doesn't mean just because you're not a part of the elect or the chosen people of the Most High that you're not going to be saved. That's not what I'm saying. But the scripture gives a specific demarcation who the elect is and who the chosen people are. Yah has a chosen people. He has an elect people that he has chosen and elected. He has foreknew them. All right? There has not been any other nation that Yah has known except the nation of Israel. He foreknew them. That word foreknew is also reference to being predestinated or preordained. Okay? Yah preordained these people. He chosen these people. He selected these people. These people are his favorite, okay? Whether we want to receive that or not. And this is what scripture says. And as we're coming to some of the completion, and we're coming to the final stages of the plan and purpose of Yah concerning Israel, it is very important that we understand who the elect are and the chosen people are. Because in these people, through these people, and by these people, Yah is going to manifest himself. All right? He's going to revisit them. He's going to visit them again. The true seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right? So let's go to the scriptures. We want to go to the scriptures, okay? I want to begin in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Let me do this. Let me set my recorder. That's something that I always forget to do. But I want to make sure I do this. So that.
anything unclean. We are his temple, his esteem. I will not worship any other gods, neither to kill, cheat, lie, or rob. Hebrew Israelites we are. We live by the laws of his Torah, honoring his feast days. If you agree, say, Cain. It's good to be on the cycle. It's good to be on the cycle. It's good to be on the cycle.
Hallelujah, Toda Yah. This is Roy, Pastor Well Israel. For some reason, we had a, we basically, the broadcast just went out. I know this ain't nothing but Ha Satan right here, y'all. Ha Satan, we rebuke him in the mighty name of Yahshua, because he definitely don't want this truth to go out, okay? So, basically, I had to call into the show as a guest and everything. So I'm gonna try to see if everyone can hear me. Those of you who are still on the air, call into the show. Let me know if you hear my voice. If you hear the sound of my voice right now, let me know so we can continue on in this teaching. Okay. Let's see here. I got a message from Sister Labia. She wrote me and said it's not. Playing, I can't hear it. That was a few minutes ago, though. Hallelujah. Let me bring some people on the line, make sure the broadcast is on the line, okay? Area code 502-715, area code 502-715. I want to bring you on the air live with Rahab at the Well, and just inform me if the broadcast is playing clear or not.
Hey.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom. Hey,
Josiah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, it is back up. We had people down from Madisonville. We were all listening on. Went out about 30-40 minutes, so we're all back connected now. But it is
okay. Okay, that's
all
great.
Right.
So was it? So it did. Did it just stop? Were y'all able to hear the beginning of the message?
Yeah, we heard you talk about Madisonville, about, you know, being down in Madisonville and having a good time, and I think it broke right after that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
Oh, wow.
So some was listening on Skype from Columbus. They said that it was down also. So I think it's probably out for everybody, probably.
Wow.
But
I don't know what it is.
Don't worry about it. You know who that is.
Looking,
you know why that happened.
I'm looking at this...
I'm looking at my board. Everything is up. The internet and everything, you know. And I don't know. It's been doing that. Brother Tony told me when I was down there that he said they have a lot of difficulties getting on to it too. We may just have to find something else to do this broadcast on, you know.
Yeah. Well, Brother Eugene, he was listening. I know the Rollins called and asked, and I think that they were on. So, you know, it's okay. Just do what you got to do. We'll work around it.
Yeah, no doubt.
But we're
doubt.
Actually getting ready to start our assembly meeting down here in Madisonville anyway. So
yeah, no
we
doubt.
Start at 1
no
o'clock
doubt.
Down here. But toda for what we got.
Yes, hallelujah. Toda, yeah. So, Brother Yoshai, may y'all have a blessed gathering today, my brother. And we did enjoy you all last week, and hope to see y'all
toda.
Soon. I do apologize about the broadcast. We're going to look into something else with
okay.
this blog. I had a few people mention something to me about Blog Talk in general, you know, and you know how Satan is. He don't want this truth to get out there like that.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll do what we gotta do.
No
we'll
doubt.
Do what we
I appreciate
gotta
you
do.
Listening,
we,
brother Yoshia. I really do.
All right,
my shalom, shalom to you.
All right, shalom, shalom.
So that was Zakane Yoshia telling us that basically we've been having some technical difficulties today. And, you know, it's strange, people, because I'm looking at my everything and everything's up. Internet, the virtual player, everything is up. So I just don't understand how that is actually possible, but we know that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, you know, and he would definitely try to prohibit this truth from going forth. So we basically lost 40 minutes. I was up here teaching up a storm, too. So that, yeah, I was definitely teaching up a storm. I mean, there were some very powerful things that I was going over and everything. So the broadcast is definitely not coming out clear today. Definitely not. Okay, so we got another caller on the line. I'm gonna bring this caller on. Area code 614-515. Area code 614-515. You'll be on the air live with Akpathwell. Shabbat shalom to you. Area code 614. Shalom.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio. Shalom. What's your name?
Tony and Shadeen Foster, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Can you say that one more time? I didn't hear you.
Tony and Shadina.
Oh,
Foster.
Brother Tony, this you, Brother Tony.
yes.
Oh my goodness, I didn't recognize your voice, brother. Oh, I apologize. It's good to have you on today. So You experienced some technical difficulties as well, correct?
Yes, but everything's good now.
Okay, that's great. I'm on the phone right now, so basically, Zakane Yoshia told me that the 40 minutes of the broadcast was not even being aired, you know. So, and brother, I'm telling you what, I was teaching up a storm, you know. I really was, so. You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to really pray about this situation because this has happened a lot of times. And we had a lot of people online today basically call in and listening through the Facebook and everything. And I just began to see everybody just drop off, you know, everybody just dropping off. And I knew something was wrong, but I'm looking here at everything, my virtual studio board and everything. Everything is functioning properly, but for some reason it's just not being aired today and everything, but I think I have a general idea of what that could actually be, you know.
Yes.
The reason why this is not going forth like it should.
Well, as long as that we get to chat now, and we'll keep on until, you know, We'll keep on praying until all this is straightened out.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. We definitely got to get this straightened out and everything. So I appreciate y'all listening today. Let your family, your wife know I say Shabbat Shalom to them, and we hope to see you all soon, Aunt Tony.
Yes, Aunt.
All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, brother.
That's Aunt Tony Foster there in Columbus, Ohio. So good to have him on. Such a precious brother that I enjoyed his company last week and everything. And we just hope to see them all soon as well. We're going to go ahead and get back into the teaching. We only have 38 minutes left on the broadcast. And majority of what I was talking about, basically everybody probably didn't even hear it. But I guess we'll just start back from the beginning of what I was talking about as far as the elect and everything of that nature. Let me see. Let me write someone right quick. So that, yeah. I'm going to play some music right quick, and we're going to come back. We're going to come back right quick. I need to write something right quick, okay?
What if he never came? All the dirt I did, I'd be stuck in my sin.
I done a lot of things I'm not proud of, but I'm so glad my sin. Man, I'm so glad. Oh, 'cause I don't stand a chance if it's based on my goodness. And I don't stand a chance if it's all about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so and I know it, but I'm so glad, yeah, that he had a change in plans in my future. Man, I'm so glad, 'cause I ain't stand a chance with the way that I was living. I ain't stand a chance only thinking about me. So now I'm leaning and depending on the fact that he died for me. I'm so
Shalom, family. This is Raha Pathwell Yisrael. And you're listening to Sound of Trumpet Radio Ministry. We did have some very extensive technical difficulties today, those of you who are listening. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and just end the broadcast for today. And I'm going to try to get to the root of basically why the broadcast did not come through today. But we definitely will be going back over this teaching next week and hope to get all this stuff squared away and fixed and everything. Like I said, Brother Tony, he also informed me of that last week when I was down there in Kentucky, that a lot of times that people have problems trying to get onto the broadcast and everything. And I was not really aware of that. But we're going to see what we can do, see if I can contact the company and everything and figure out what's going on with the broadcast and everything, you know, because we do spend money every month to air on the broadcast, so we want to make sure we're getting our money's worth out of it, you know, that people are able to join in and listen in and everything of that nature. So that's what I'm going to do. I pray that you all enjoy your Shabbat. I do have some of this message recorded, and what I'll do is I'll try to fix up the audio and everything and post it on the Facebook and everything so you can listen to the first 40 minutes of it. And I'm gonna tell you that this teaching was very, very powerful. There are a lot of things that I was talking about that I want you all to hear. Some of you may know it, some of you may not. If you do, then Todayah, it's a confirmation from Yah. But we want you all to still enjoy your Shabbat day today. I do apologize about the technical difficulties. I had a few people that write me on Facebook tell me that they couldn't listen to the broadcast today and everything. So we're going to try to fix that, definitely. We're going to try to get to the root of the matter and see what's really transpiring going on with this, because we definitely cannot have that inconvenience for you, the listeners, all right? So I want to say Shabbat Shalom to all of you. May the Most High bless you. May He keep you. May He strengthen you on this Shabbat day. Until next time, we say Shabbat Shalom to you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Shalom.
You could do a lot more than the logical. With the Father, you could do the impossible. You could overcome any kind of obstacle. Yahushua help you do the impossible. You could do a lot more than the probable. Just believe you could do the impossible. What you waiting on? Tell me what's stopping you. Move a mountain, that's nothing impossible. If it's impossible with men, it's possible with Yah. Just believe and have faith and give Him a try. Sarah laughed when the father said she have a child. A year later, Isaac came, she was like, wow. Surprised like the father spoke other than the truth. Faith like a mustard seed, see what you could do. Joseph's brothers couldn't see his prophetic dream until he ruled over Egypt next to the king. Fire on the bush, but the bush didn't burn. Moses didn't understand, but he soon learned. 10 plagues over Egypt, tell me who could be great enough to split the water in the Red Sea. Lead his people by a cloud through the whole day. Pillar of fire by the night to light up the way. His son said, great miracles you could do. Cause with the fathers, there's nothing impossible. You could do a lot more than the logical. With the Father, you could do the impossible. You could overcome any kind of obstacle. Yahushua help you do the impossible. You could do a lot more than the probable. Just believe you could do the impossible.
Yes.
What you waiting on? Tell me what's stopping you. Move a mountain, that's nothing impossible. Anything is possible if you have faith. That there's nothing impossible with Yahweh. At Jericho, 7 times went around the city. They blew the trumpet and the walls fell very quickly. Without faith, it's impossible to please Yah. Without works, faith is dead, and I see why. David had faith in Yah, he would beat Goliath. But his faith was made perfect when he beat Goliath. Daniel had it in his heart that he wouldn't sin. They thought they had him when they threw him in the lion's den. Live with Yah, he'll turn you into something great. His yoke is easy and his burden is a lightweight. He said, ask in his name and he will do. Yahushua, show your undenied truth. The Messiah said, greater things we'll do. Cause with the Father, there's nothing impossible. You could do a lot more than the logical. With the Father, you could do the impossible. You could overcome any kind of obstacle. Yahushua help you do the impossible. You could do a lot more. than the probable. Just believe you can do the impossible. What you waiting on? Tell me what's stopping you. Move a mountain that's nothing impossible. The possibility of failure is zero if you apply what he teach, cause he know. Feeding over 5,000 just by loaves. Two fish, do you think it's impossible? He told the fig tree it'll never bear fruit, and it instantly dried up from the root. He put clay on his eyes and he received sight. Lazarus was dead, he brought him back to life. He healed leprosy, he did it with delight. Yahushua, the Messiah, way, truth, and light. Crucified by the people, he came to save. And even then, forgive him, that's what he prayed. He gave his spirit to the people that will follow him. I give it free to you, so give it free to them. And you can overcome any kind of obstacle. Cast all doubts aside, it's possible. You can do a lot more than the logical. With the Father, you can do the impossible. You can overcome any kind of obstacle. Yahushua help you do the impossible. You can do a lot more than the probable. Just believe you can do the impossible. What you waiting on? Tell me what's stopping you. Move a mountain that's nothing impossible.